It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up this hour, we'll talk to incoming UW System President Ray Cross.
But first, we take a look at safety in the home. Whether you're an older person, a caregiver, or an adult child taking care of your parent in the home, safety matters when it comes to maintaining independence.
Our next guest is here to help, whether it comes to preventing falls, burns, or even accidental poisoning.
Dorothy Drago is with us now. She's a consumer product safety expert. She previously worked as a senior analyst for the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. And she's the author of the book Living Safely, Aging Well, A Guide to Preventing Injuries at Home. Dottie, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you so very much.
Why do we need to be so concerned with injuries as we age?
Well, you know, as we age, we are really becoming a large part of the population. And I think the baby boomers want to maintain a nice active lifestyle. We see that being 60 or 70 today is really being a whole lot younger than people who were 60 or 70 a generation ago. Part of staying healthy is staying injury-free. So we really want that combination so that we move into our later years with the best ability to enjoy them.
What is it that happens during the aging process that makes us so much more vulnerable to things like falling or burns?
Well, a lot of changes happen just naturally as we age. Of course, I think we can all recognize that we have some decline in our vision and hearing. When those kinds of things happen, we can make mistakes in medicines that we look at. We can probably fail to notice something that we might trip over. Hearing, in fact, is something that people might not know affects your health and safety so much. But think about the things that we take for granted that we can hear that when we're younger, like alarms, smoke alarms, sirens on the road, things like that. When we start to lose our ability to hear those things, we put ourselves at greater risk. The other thing that happens, of course, that can be a factor is cognitive decline. And that can happen either, you know, as a gradual dementia that is not really acute or recognized. And when we start losing our ability to understand things that we used to very easily, it's easier to make mistakes. And so we find ourselves that this is a combination of changes that happen as a natural progression that just put us at increased risk.
For a lot of aging adults, something that's very important to them and their families is to keep that person in the home as long as possible. And that means making the environment safe. What do we need to do? What is the most important thing that people can do to make the home safe?
Well, I think one of the critical issues about staying home safely is really preventing a fall. We know that falls are really the most hazardous thing that can happen to someone in their age as they age. For one thing, if you fall once, you're much more likely to fall again. And the problem with falls is that we can break bones, break hips. They can be serious enough to make us be hospitalized. Once you're hospitalized, you can get infection. And then once you have a longer rehab to come back to living fully on your own and your own independence. And it's funny that, you know, we really need to maintain a strength about us, a real physical strength to help us not fall. And once you fall and become a little more immobile because you're healing, that ironically puts you at a greater risk because then you begin to not move as much, become more sedentary. And it's a little bit It's easy, actually, to get into this cycle of having fallen, being afraid to fall, not moving as much, and it's as if the cycle of that makes you even at a higher risk to fall. So I would say preventing a fall is the most important thing at home.
So obviously part of that, as you just hinted at, is staying active and trying to stay strong. But if you're doing those things, if you're getting your walks in, maybe you're doing some strength or weight-bearing exercises, what can you do to kind of secure your home environment and minimize the chances that you actually will fall?
Well, one of the things you can do is just take a look all around. Tripping hazards are something that you can recognize and do away with. Look, start on the floor. Look at what you've got for rugs and carpeting. We know that area rugs are a greater hazard, a tripping hazard, than wall-to-wall carpeting, for example. Now, especially if someone may be using a walker or something, or a cane, something that's on the floor like that that is not secured, like wall-to-wall carpeting is, can be a tripping hazard. The other thing you really want to look at is your stairways. Are your handles secure? Do you hold on to the handrail every time you go up and down? Look for steps that you have to go up and down, changes in elevation, thresholds. Are they well marked? If your vision is a little bit decreased, maybe you need to add some color tape or something like that to make that change in elevation more readily recognized. And in fact, changes that you can make in and around the home are really fairly easier than making changes to yourself. We know, I discuss in the book, the difference between extrinsic factors, or those outside of you, like the rugs I just mentioned, and intrinsic factors, like maybe the medication you're taking or how strong you are. And both of those are important, but it's sometimes a lot easier to look around your home, get those extension cords, for example, out of the way. It's tripping hazards. It's those kinds of things that we can change and we can readily identify.
You write about a surprising number of people who seem to get tangled up in their sheets or their comforters on the floor.
Yes, yes. It's interesting because a lot of people will use the bed to sit on, to dress. But those kinds of materials, whether it's a silky comforter or sheets, they can actually act like a slide so that you'll sit down and there's not enough friction between you and the material. And as you start dressing or lifting a leg off the bed or something like that, you can actually just slide right onto the floor. And in other cases, dangling sheets. I mean, we almost have to learn how to make a bed really, really neatly. Tuck those corners up. Get that stuff off the floor. It's partly, too, because people's gait can change as they age. And so you may shuffle a little bit and not pick your feet up. It makes it so much easier to trip onto something that's dragging along the floor. So making up the bed quickly and using the right kinds of sheets, more flannel perhaps, or something that's just not as slippery, or using a chair to sit down to dress instead of the edge of the bed.
What about burns? Why are burns an issue as we age?
Oh, yes, because the aging skin can be burned much more deeply and much more quickly than younger skin. And another thing is, as we age, we kind of lose the sensation of touch. This can also be aggravated by diseases like diabetes, for example. And so you can be in contact with something that's a hot surface longer than you would be if you were younger and had all your sensation, so that you don't sense the heat. You stay in contact longer with it, you get a deeper burn, and it takes a lot longer to heal.
And as we wrap up here, how do we know when home safety isn't enough, when it's not something that we can handle anymore and we need more help?
Mm-hmm. Well, I can actually use my mom as an example, because she was living with me as she was aging, and her dementia was really, really getting serious. And we were not able to contain her falls, and we found that that was a very serious issue for her. And my father was elderly. It came to the point where we realized we needed her to be watched and guarded more carefully. So I think cognitive issues are a big impact here. And then the strength and ability of the person. So I think you kind of weigh, and these, you know, it requires family discussions. These are delicate issues. They're not easy to talk about and not always easy to address. But I think if you really observe the person that you're concerned about, I think you'll have a sense of when you're kind of losing control to help that person. And I think then, you know, the idea is to seek out elder care facilities. There are lots of resources out there that will help you decide, you know, how you can keep someone at home longer. And if it's really not a realistic thing, then to help you place that person somewhere that's appropriate for them.
Dorothy, thank you so much for joining us and sharing what you know.
It was totally my pleasure, Veronica. Thank you.
That was Dorothy Drago. She's a consumer product safety expert, and she's the author of Living Safely, Aging Well, A Guide to Preventing Injuries at Home.